It's Tuesday the 18th of November and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Professor Petrus Benzi, a prominent Toshiwambo academic at the University of Namibia, has urged Namibians to confront the growing issue of tribalism, stressing that the problem stems from misunderstanding cultural identities and misusing language. Benzi told the Namibia Press Agency that tribalism involves harmful loyalty to one's group at the expense of others. Separately, human rights lawyer Norman Shombe says tribalism is being driven by attitudes of superiority and deep-seated disrespect between cultural groups, warning that the trend is eroding national unity.
The motto of One Namibia, One Nation is that, you know, what Dr. Hage Geingob used to say, the Namibian house, is that we are all Namibians and we must then, in the diversity that we have unity as Namibians. But we can't have unity when you discriminate against one or the other group because of their language, because of their culture or cultural practice. So there is a question of the respect for each other. Tolerance must be there. And remember, your culture is a human right under our constitution. There's a human right to practice your own culture and religion.
In other local news, residents in Divundu and surrounding areas now have better mobile access after MTC opened a new mobile home. MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi has more.
Before the opening of this shop, the population of the people in Divundu were required to travel long distances of 200 kilometers to and from Turundu in search of MTC services. However, we are proud that we have brought access closer to the people, which gives them accessibility to the much needed services of MTC. So, and this is really to increase accessibility and make sure that we bring services closer to the people and bring about inclusivity so that nobody is left out.
Meanwhile, Information and Communication Technology Minister Emmatio Fellis says network coverage has improved nationwide and all service providers must now offer minimum download speeds of 25 megabits per second. South Africa's Deputy President Paul Mashatile will deliver the keynote address at the G20 Social Summit opening in Boksburg later this afternoon. The summit provides a platform for civil society and grassroots organization ahead of the G20 leaders' meeting.
The social summit is important because G20, you've got the leaders of the most influential countries congregating, and it's important that the civil society movement, the social partners come in and say what is their voice, what is their view. The President will be receiving the declaration from the social summit on Thursday.
And Eswatini has confirmed for the first time that it received more than $5 million from the United States to accept migrants expelled under Washington's mass deportation program. The AFP news agency reports that the country has already taken in 15 men following deals the Trump administration reached with several African nations. A document shared by Human Rights Watch indicates Eswatini agreed to accept 160 deportees in exchange for the funds. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.